for the Engineering and Technology Fair. On September 24th, many top companies, organizations, and schools fair. Pick up your free copy of Queen's Best Interview, Resume, and Cover Letter Highlights magazine on both days and get free professional headshots. Both events are open to all Queen's students of all years and run for them.
It's 9 p.m. on a Wednesday on CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Ontario. Coming up next, we've got Ari with Past Tense.
We'll be right back. big bum in a minute.
This is CILU10.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari Song. Out of those four songs there was Bright and High by Stitch off of there. It's annoying to see that they did title casing differently between Bright and High and Bright and High. In the title of the song, it's a capital on the A and it's not on the album. Anyway, song before that was Movie by Gash off of GTG, a split that they did with the Philly band Taurus Judge, H-O-L-O, by Taurus Judge themselves off of A Thing Rolled Up that, they released that last year. And then the first of the four songs, first song of the hour, was Renovation by Medieval Found Footage off of their album Abagnale, there we go. I was aware of Medieval Found Footage, but they were given a strong recommendation. In fact, I played them on the show when I had this conversation, but they were given a very strong recommendation by one of the members of Public Health. They've played shows together. I think they're both from, maybe they're not both from Hamilton. I think Medieval Found Footage might be a London band. Anyway, they're sick. Cool album. I was listening to that today. Waffled a bit on the song choice, but anyway, there it is. I also saw Taurus Judge play. They were incredible. I've hit a string of great shows recently. Sunforger, Taurus Judge. Sick, sick, sick show. And then Taurus Judge recommended Gash. So that was a really sick recommendation. Or one of the members of Taurus Judge, among others. Actually, another band I'm going to play tonight is based off a recommendation from one of the members of Here's Dastard.
There's nothing left for me now. hypnotized by sound system. Listen and say, there's nothing left for me in this town. It's all been burned down. We'll be right back.
This is CILU.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is Pantadura off of their album Hasser Extrano, song name Reaccionario. Before that, Sound System by Chemical off of My Little Dog was Dastard by Dastard off of their album Remote Control from a Distance. So Chemical was a band that was recommended to me by one of the members of Taurus Judge a couple nights ago. I'd come across them before, but though it's a sick album that they put out. That was this year as well. My Little Dogma. Yeah. So pretty lazy in my, seeking out of music for, the episode this week in terms of just like going off bands that I've seen live or had recommended to me by other people. picking everything out, which I'm glad for. Yeah, what else is there to say? It was awesome. I kind of missed most of Kettle. I got their last two songs and they sounded way different from what I expected, but were very good. And then I immediately regretted missing the rest of their set. Both Kettle and Taurus Judge are from Philadelphia. In fact, Taurus Judge is, this was their first stop on a tour. They're headed to Toronto. No, actually, they're not headed to Toronto for me. 8th of August. And they're headed to Massachusetts now, I guess. Also, that was not the start. They played in New York before Montreal. Anyway, they're touring. Look for them somewhere. See them if you can. Anyway, more to come.
Place is your home for every touchdown.
The 20!
Every turnover.
And it's picked off!
And every golden moment you'll want to watch over and over again.
Frederick Smith! One hand only with an incredible catch!
The recognized net with over 50 million lifetime views. Follow CRM today.
Thank you. way it will go. But I'll still try.
This is CILU 10CA, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Zuma by Bondo, off of their album Bondo. And before that, Thread by Golden. That was the one song that showed up on that EP as not having been played on the show before, but I know I was also playing from an earlier copy that I had as the singles released. And I don't believe that was one of the singles. Or, yes, it was. I didn't have a song on the show before, but I'm giving myself a pass, adapting my rules over time about what can be replayed. When can I replay it? But anyway, kind of both of the more rock-like tracks from Bondo's album being like a pretty slow album in general. I don't know, I call it a post-rock album, I guess. But also, like, that's I don't know, if I'm thinking of like slacker rock or that kind of thing, like both of those tracks kind of fit within that. Like Thread is something that, well, yeah, I wouldn't know exactly what to compare it to, and I don't have the mental wherewithal to try that right now. But anyway, it was kind of fun to play off of what are otherwise rather slow and downer albums. Yeah, well, there are a couple more songs coming up. The next one is going to be from, I'm saying this way too early, there's like a minute left. Freaking me out. Way too much time. It's going to be from Picastro. And then, yeah, Picastro. They released a new album month, I think. And I was pretty curious about that because the one single that they had released, I think it was the opening track, piqued my interest. Maybe they did release more singles after that, but, yeah, I haven't come, it's definitely very different from the stuff that they released that I was really into. That was like their stuff from like the early 2000s, I think. I think that like Red Deer Blues came out at most like late 90s. But it's still pretty interesting stuff and kind of fits in well with another band that I've been into lately, or another album, I should say. I really haven't listened to anything else out. So this is going to be, still have time left. God. This is going to be Picastro followed by the band Able Noise.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Violence by the band Able Noise off of their album High Tide, and before that, Believer End by Picastro, that came out very recently. To talk about Picastro for a bit, it's like, I've barely listened to their material since Metal Cares, but I think even this album, considerable departure from the stuff they were putting, I don't know how many years since the last time they put out something, but anyway, I was kind of hoping for something more like a return to the slowness of, like, early Picastro, but it is also, like, that it's kind of, it would be kind of insane to expect them to sound the same, or to expect them to revert. It is still an interesting album. I feel like I haven't given it a full, committed, proper listen. But I kind of want to go into it without anticipation, because I did get a little bit excited based off the song that I'd listened to before, and I think that was, like, a worthy, kind of carnival-esque thing going on with the keys. And then the switch to Able Noise, that was a little bit, it's a bit of a harsh transition, but I couldn't figure out a good way to do it without thinking too much, and I didn't want to think too much. And that was the last song off of their album High Tide, I believe, Violence. And I was listening to that album a lot at the beginning of end of June, visiting Thunder Bay. Maybe a bit more before that. But something really phenomenal about that album. And I discovered it maybe the same day as The Moth by Cancer House, which is going to be the album and song that's going to close this out. I believe it's also the closing song of that album. Associate the two of them together with one another. Musically, they're pretty different, but I guess, like, tonally, there are some similarities, and they're both really striking to me at the time, and they remain that way. While making lunch for myself at my sister's place, and it was a weird experience, sort of, to play that. Anyway, next up is The Moth by Cancer House off of their album The Moth, and after that, if there's time, songs. Thank you for listening.
Its triumphant return to CFRC.
Queens Gales are golden once more.
Tune in on Sunday, August 5 p.m. to catch all the action that makes you stand up and
gee!
Does Canada's most